Harper Audio presents In-N-Out Burger, a behind-the-counter look at the fast food chain that breaks all the rules, by Stacey Perman, read by Lauren Lester. Copyright 2009 by Stacey Perman. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Prologue. On the dry desert morning of April 24, 2007, the sky swept clean of clouds, In-N-Out Burger opened its 207th restaurant in Tucson. Located at the edge of the El Con Mall on East Broadway, not far from the campus of the University of Arizona, the opening was the fabled California chain's 14th entry in the state. Almost immediately, a boisterous crowd appeared, requiring the presence of police officers to direct traffic and help with crowd control. While a swirl of excitement usually accompanied new store openings, the Tucson kickoff seemed to generate an unprecedented level of hysteria. For the first time in years, the area around the depressed and largely vacant El Con was bustling. The pent-up demand for In-N-Out marked a drastic change for the city's oldest shopping center, which had been languishing for so long that a local newspaper had once described its deserted core as filled with little more than an eerie stillness. As customers descended upon In-N-Out's freshly paved drive-thru, the scene quickly took on the air of a noisy parade. There were businessmen in suits, women in heels, truckers in jeans, college students in t-shirts and with pierced noses, construction workers in heavy boots, and moms with babies on their hips. They all braved the chain's infamously long lines, enduring waits of...